Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Tuesday. It's November 11th, and it is Veterans Day. We began by just some of the historical context around Veterans Day, which dates back to Armistice Day, first declared by President Woodrow Wilson in 1919 on the one-year anniversary of World War I. As we come into the modern era, one of the most significant challenges for veterans across our country and here in Wisconsin is mental health issues. Veterans now have a higher suicide rate than the general population. It is literally almost at epidemic proportions. We're joined this afternoon by retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Chris Ford. He is with the organization Face the Fight. You can find out more about that organization, the local groups combating veteran suicide. If you decide that you want to direct some funds in their direction to honor the service of our veterans, you can find out more about that organization and local grantee recipients that have been vetted by his organization at wefacethefight.org. Chris, thanks for sticking around with us. I really appreciate it. This is incredibly important. Here in the state of Wisconsin, one of the challenges is that we have seen a skyrocketing in firearm-related suicide. It has become increasingly easy for people to access firearms, more firearms being kept in the home. One of the things that I'm concerned about as we look forward as how to combat this epidemic is especially our veterans that are in more rural areas and trying to get them connected with the services that they need. Because gosh knows, anybody that has struggled with depression or suicidal thinking, if you're isolated, the harder it is to get that help, boy, that makes that a much, much steeper mountain to climb. What should people know about accessing mental health supports for veterans that are in rural communities? We have so many of them in the state of Wisconsin. And what is your organization doing to address that particular need that exists for veterans that live in more rural areas of the country?
That's a great question, Maggie. And it's a great reminder that access to credible, evidence-based, timely care is vitally important when it comes to mental health in America, not just for veterans. I think if COVID taught us anything, it's that we need to have better capacity to support people in crisis where they live and work. Behavioral health shortage areas have been largely documented across the United States for a long time now, and shoring up those gaps, I think, is really important to this issue, not only for veterans, but for the broader community. The good thing is COVID did teach us a couple other things that were positive. One is that it's okay to say I'm not okay. I think it allowed Americans to destigmatize help-seeking behaviors when it comes to mental health challenges that was largely frowned upon pre-COVID. So I think COVID has opened up the idea that we can talk about the struggles we have with our mental health, with depression and isolation as well. It also improved, especially around adults, accessibility and adoption of telemedicine. So telemedicine is a great enabler for rural environments where you don't have access to a local facility. It's an hour away, it's 2 hours away, there's a backlog of appointments. Telemental health is effectual. Delivery is more adherent by most patients. Attendance rates are better, completion of treatment is better. There's a lot of positivity about entering telemental health care to get the access you need. And I know the VA has been ramping up those capabilities. I know community providers like Stop Soldier Suicide. I was there when COVID happened and we sent all of our clinicians home to deliver this care instead of from on-site from their homes. They were literally saving lives from homes in homes. It was powerful. So I think it's really important for us to continue to improve access to credible and relevant care in all corners of the United States and make sure it's accessible to everyone, and that includes those rural veterans especially.
Folks, again, you know someone that may be in mental health crisis, especially a veteran, they can always call 988. That is a 24/7 veteran crisis hotline. You can press 1, you'll be connected with someone to help. Chris, Let's end our discussion, our time together, so very important, on the positive note. What are some of the positive things that are going on with our nation's over 17.5 million living veterans?
Yeah, I'm glad you went in this direction, Maggie. Look, veteran suicide is a major issue facing and plaguing too many members of our veteran community and their families. But let's be honest and put it into perspective. The vast majority of veterans are back in their communities, thriving, serving in their communities, employed, giving back, being productive members of society, have healthy families. Look, veterans are civic assets. There is strong evidence to indicate that we vote more, we're more politically involved, we volunteer more. So these people go back to their communities. If we can help them land on their two feet in their transition from uniform and give them some support, they're going to be a force multiplier in your community. They're going to serve on the PTA. They're going to coach in the Little League. They're going to vote and engage local politicians. They're going to provide back and do more than just their job in the community. So I think it's really important for us to not just honor their service with a thank you, but give them the support they need as they go back to society and take that uniform off. Similarly, the timing is very coincidental in that USAA just recently launched an initiative called Honor Through Action, which is doing exactly that. We want to go beyond thanks this Veterans Day and do things that are actionable to honor their service. And USAA just announced a $500 million commitment over the next 5 years to do that, focusing on meaningful careers, financial security, and overall well-being. And so we're all in on honoring their service through action. I would encourage every American to do the same this Veterans Day.
Honoring through action, our nation's over 17.5 million veterans. My thanks to you for your service, Chris, and all you do now to serve our veterans. That's Lieutenant Colonel Chris Ford, retired U.S. Air Force. Stay with me. We talk about how elected officials are getting so rich in office. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Next.